Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra, and welcome back to another episode of Eastern Sierra Now, where the air is crisp, the stories are fresh, and your host is running entirely on caffeine and holiday cookies. Today, we've got a little bit of everything: community updates, local events, weather with personality, and a sports matchup that'll have Bronco fans pacing like they're waiting for the last slice of pumpkin pie. We'll also check on mountain conditions, public safety notes, and whatever else the Eastern Sierra decides to throw at us today. Before we dive in, a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Peak IV, keeping the community hydrated, energized, and winter wonderland ready. Whether you're hitting the slopes or surviving holiday shopping, and hey, if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the ESN YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media. It's the easiest gift you can give this season, and it doesn't even require wrapping. All right, let's get into the news before the cocoa gets cold. First up, a quick reminder of the good news this holiday season from law enforcement and community partners. The Eastern Sierra Shop with a Cop is returning in person December 13th. This year, 50 area students from Inyo and Mono counties have been invited to take part. Participants will be picked up from their homes by their assigned law enforcement partners, then driven to the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds for a pancake breakfast courtesy of the Bishop Lions Club. After breakfast, the group will ride in a Code 3 convoy down Main Street to the Bishop Plaza. Then, here's the fun part. Children will get to shop with their officers at local stores with community volunteers ready to gift wrap whatever they choose. The event is supported by many agencies, local police and sheriff's department, probation, federal agencies, and more, all coming together from this community event. Because the program is entirely donation-driven, organizers say community support makes it possible each year. Donations are still being accepted via local law enforcement offices, checks payable to the Eastern Sierra Peace Officers Association with Shop with a Cop in the memo. A nice reminder that sometimes the best holiday lights come not from sales, but from simple kindness and giving back and the top of a police car. Awesome. Trina Oral, District 1 Supervisor, is calling a public meeting on Wednesday, December 10th at 6 p.m. to cover disaster preparedness and public safety. The meeting will take place at the Clint G. Quilter Consolidated Offices Building in Bishop. That's by Grocery Outlet. For those who can't attend in person, there will also be a Zoom option. Joining Supervisor Oral will be representatives from local emergency management, the County Sheriff's Office, Health and Human Services, and the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department, all ready to share resources, answer questions, and offer guidance on how residents can prepare for fires, floods, earthquakes, or another emergency. Also on the agenda, a presentation on the county's emergency alert and evacuation system, Genesis Protect, which includes alert and evac modules designed to help coordinate evacuations, shelter locations, and public safety communications. If you live in the area or know someone who does, it could be a smart chance to learn how to stay ahead of the next big emergency. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV Therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. Important environmental news from Death Valley. The park has just recorded its wettest fall on record and its rainiest November since the 1920s. Between September and November, rainfall totaled 2.41 inches and November alone dropped 1.76 inches, surpassing the previous record of 1.70 inches from 23. That rainfall has already had a neat result. At Badwater Basin, the lowest point in North America, rainwater pooled to form a shallow body of water, unofficially dubbed Lake Manly. It's only a few inches deep and only about a mile from the parking area, but astonishing nonetheless, like it was a couple of years ago. If you remember, that was incredible. However, experts caution, while the rain could help spur wildflower blooms next spring, rainfall is only one of several factors needed. So a super bloom like 2016 remains possible, but far from guaranteed. Meanwhile, the storms also caused damage. Several paved roads in the park are now closed, covered in flood debris and impassable. Park managers warn that unpaved backcountry roads may also be hazardous. They advise anyone planning to visit to check current conditions before heading out. So if you're planning a spontaneous Death Valley trip, maybe hold off or check first. But for desert dwellers, this could mean something pretty special next spring. Now for drivers across the region, there's heads up from California Department of Transportation this week. In December 8th through 12th in Kern County, crews will be installing new wrong-way signs at several locations along State Route 58, resulting in intermittent closures. Additionally, expect one lane to close along State Route 58 near Tehachapi for crack sealing. Over in Inyo County, expect Main Street and Bishop to close from 3:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturday for the annual Christmas parade. Detours are available, and up in Mono County, expect one-way traffic controls on Highway 6 near Benton as crews work on pole replacements. On Highway 395 near the Mammoth Yosemite Airport, drivers may experience brief delays as crews work on drilling and collecting core samples on the northbound lanes. Additionally, expect the shoulder to close along State Route 158 South for utility work. Caltrans District 9 is recommending travelers pay extra attention to ongoing maintenance and potential delays during this period. If you got winter travel plans, especially through passes or mountain routes, be sure to check road conditions ahead of time and allow extra time. Caltrans contact info is included in the full advisory. Bottom line, plan ahead, drive safe, and expect a few slowdowns. And just check out our mobile app. Everything you need to know is right there. What road am I going down? Is it closed? You should check it out. Trust me. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Over to the events section. First up today, the Eastern Sierra Community Chorus will be holding winter concerts today and tomorrow, starting at 7:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. respectively. Today's concert will be held at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Mammoth, and tomorrow's concert will be held at Saracoso Community College in Bishop. At Outbound Mammoth this weekend, enjoy their Eastside Winter Bazaar featuring live music, craft workshops, and a variety of vendors. Additionally, Mammoth Mountains Kids Ski Free Week starts tomorrow, meaning all children under the age of 12 can take advantage of a free lift ticket all next week. That's like $900 worth of stuff a day. Tomorrow, Eastern Sierra Land Trust will be holding a tracking workshop starting at 9 a.m. at the Laws Railroad Museum. Tomorrow, enjoy a pioneer crafting class all about making paper beads. This free class starts at 11 a.m. At Devil's Creek Distillery in Mammoth, there will be holding a benefit for the Eastside K-9 Avalanche Rescue Dogs starting at 3 p.m. Also tomorrow, we have an annual Christmas parade in downtown Bishop. The parade is scheduled to begin at 4:30 p.m., but you may want to come early to enjoy all the festivities the city has to offer this year. Additionally, the city is also offering kids the chance to visit with Santa at two different locations tomorrow, before the parade from 3 to 4:15 p.m. at Talmadge Park on Academy Street, and after the parade at the Eastside Guesthouse from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And keeping the holiday spirit, the city will be holding their annual tree lighting at Academy Street this year, starting at 7 p.m. Here's what Mayor Kong has to say about the tree lighting this year.
You may have noticed the trees at the city park are already all lit up. We're going to do a tree lighting on the big, beautiful blue spruce that's right there in the Talmadge Park at Academy in Maine. And we're gonna give it a shot and see if people like it. I hope that you will. It's a beautiful tree and it lives there year round. So it just will continue to grow and grow and get more and more beautiful.
Thank you for that message. And we look forward to seeing how this year's ceremony goes. There's plenty more to explore Saturday in Bishop, including a holiday market on Academy Street, Hot Cocoa Annual Night of Lights featuring the return of those fire pits to keep you warm throughout the night. Mayor Karen Kong added,
I watch the news and I see communities, large communities all around, across the nation trying to figure out a way to have a small hometown Christmas. And we got it without even working or trying at it. This is what we get to do. So I just hope that you all come out and enjoy yourselves and feel the spirit of the season. Thanks.
Tomorrow looks to be an exciting day as we make it one step closer to Christmas this year. Also, tomorrow, the Bishop Rotary Club will be holding a Santa Fun Run starting at 4:15 p.m. at the Bishop City Park. Playhouse 395 and Bishop will also be holding its first showings of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play at the Bishop Elks Lodge tomorrow and Sunday at 7 p.m. and 4 p.m. respectively. At the Crowley Lake Community Center this weekend, enjoy a winter bazaar from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and a tree lighting ceremony starting at 5:30 p.m. Lastly, Inyo Council for the Arts will be holding a Miracle on Willow Street ornament fundraiser on Sunday starting at 3 p.m. That's all we have for the news today, but don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest and check out the mobile app for the most convenient way to get all the details. And if you have any upcoming events, be sure to send them our way. All right, folks, this one's for the Bronco faithful. And yes, brought to you with a side of ribs and a good time from our friends at Coppertop Barbecue. This Saturday night, the Bishop Union Broncos hit the road for the state regional round, taking on Southgate Rams at 6 p.m. Early tomorrow morning, fans are invited to send the Broncos off in style with a community send-off on the front lawn. The team bus rolls out at 9 a.m. If you can't make the journey down to SoCal, no worries. Local leaders are working to set up a community projection screen back here in town so you can catch the game with fellow fans. It's much better than watching highlights over reheated leftovers, but not as good as watching highlights with a side of ribs from Coppertop Barbecue. Puts a thought in my head. Hey, here's what Mayor Karen Kong had to say about this effort.
The other thing we're working on is a way to project the Bishop High School semifinal football game. It is playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and we know how interested the community is, but not all of you are up to or interested in driving all that way. So we're working on the idea of getting a projector, finding a blank wall, and shooting it up there. As that happens, I will let Jesse know where it's going to be. Right now, we're leaning towards the brewery parking lot.
Thank you, Mayor Kong. This will be a great chance to support our local team, even if from afar. Broncos come into the game riding the wave after a strong season, and if they pull off a win Saturday, they punch their ticket to the state championship. So here's a game plan. Morning send-off rally at 9 a.m. Show some hometown pride before they head out. Kickoff 6 p.m. Saturday at Southgate High School and a community projection viewing, most likely, back home for anyone who wants to root from the stands or the parking lot. All across the Eastern Sierra, whether you're tailgating, grilling, or just grabbing some takeout from Coppertop Barbecue, let's rally behind the Broncos. Wear your gear, bring the spirit, and let's give these guys a hometown send-off to remember. Remember, brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, where the grill stays hot, and the hometown pride, well, that stays hotter. Coppertopbarbecue.com. Go Broncos.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Okay, Snow Riders, here's your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. We're waking up to a quiet, clear morning over Main Lodge with light winds and crisp temperatures, the kind that makes fresh corduroy feel just a little bit smoother. On the mountain today, we got a 12-inch base with mixed early season conditions, so expect a blend of groomed, firmed, and variable snow depending on elevation and aspect. As of this morning, 59 trails are open, served by 17 lifts with one terrain park ready for anyone who wants to dust off their freestyle muscles. Snowmaking teams have been working overtime, and thanks to these colder conditions, both Canyon Lodge and the Village Gondola will reopen for access only today. A note for the first-timers and mellow cruisers, beginners should plan to start and end their day at Main Lodge for the smoothest, most comfortable experience. That's your mountain rundown. Stay safe, stay warm, and enjoy the day on the hill. It's just a hill. It's definitely not a mountain. All right, Eastern Sierra, grab your sunscreen and your ski boots because we've got a glimmer of spring cheekiness mixed with high-altitude chill this weekend. Here's your three-day outlook from Bishop to Mammoth. Starting in Bishop today, sunshine for days. Folks, highs near 65, low dipping to around 37. Tomorrow, another bright one, highs around 68, lows around 36. Sunday, mostly clear and sunny with highs near 65, lows hovering around 38. Bishop's basically giving you a mid-spring tease, perfect for lounging in a t-shirt in the afternoon, but you will want a jacket after sundown. Light up the grill, but maybe don't leave the beer outside overnight. Let's take a look up the hill in Mammoth Lakes. Today, expect clear skies and sunshine, highs around 51, lows of 30. Tomorrow, a bit warmer, 55, 25. Sunshine continues on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high creeping up to 55, low dipping into the upper 20s. Mammoth giving us the perfect nearly spring, still winter vibe. Warmish afternoons, bone-chilling nights, great for skiing, snowboarding, or just bragging that you can sweat in a hoodie and shiver in the same day. That's your Eastern Sierra weekend weather. Bright, brisk, and a little bit cheeky. Whether you're chasing sun and Bishop or snow and Mammoth, pack smart, dress in layers, and enjoy. And that wraps up today through the Eastern Sierra, from community happenings to mountain updates to all the winter magic in between. Whether you're celebrating, traveling, or just trying to keep the cat out of the tinsel, we've got you covered every step of the season. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV, for keeping the holiday hustle hydrated and for supporting local news that actually talks about the place you live. If you enjoy today's report, be sure to hit subscribe, tap the little bell down there, and follow Eastern Sierra Now across social media so you never miss a story or a moment for all our highly professional seasonal chaos. Until next time, stay warm, stay safe, and remember, it's officially the time of year when eating cookies for breakfast is just socially acceptable. Santa would approve. Maybe.